For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
What a great 25th anniversary celebration we had this last Monday night right here in our WNED WBFO studios. Songs, skits, testimonials to you, and you went home with some major swag.
I did. It was all rather overwhelming. Everyone should have even a moment in their life to feel so loved. So many people and studio named after us. It's just rather amazing. And thank you very much for the role you played, emceeing it in and out, and for all the performers who did and the listeners who came and people from every walk of my life and history there in that room. It was extraordinary, and I think that a wonderful testament to the value and power of public radio.
Of course, you got a couple of standing ovations, but one of the most heartwarming, and I know you got choked up, was the standing ovation that everybody gave to your original co-host for over 20 years, Jim Santella. Wow, there was a lot of love in that room.
Yes, a wonderful guy, and you know, without Jim Santella, there is no Theater Talk.
I thought you were surprisingly energetic, having gone through the time change and a big trip to New York City. Once again, the American Theater Critics Association, this year in the Big Apple.
Interesting panels. There was one on original productions of Sondheim with people like Pamela Myers and Len Carreyrou. And then the shows I was able to see while I was in New York. I had not yet seen Donna Murphy as Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly. I'd seen Bette Midler do it, but really wanted to see the wonderful Donna Murphy do it, and she was sublime. I did see The Band's Visit, an amazing musical about an Egyptian band that gets directed to the wrong remote Israeli town and has to spend the night there, based on the 2007 film. Alison Fraser in Squeamish, a monologue about a psychotherapist who becomes a vampire. Very entertaining.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot. Do you think any of these will eventually make their way to Buffalo?
I would hope that The Band's Visit will be done. It might even tour, although it's not a razzle-dazzle, wow-em, Hamilton, Book of Mormon type deal, but a powerful musical more along the lines of Once, the musical Once in tone. Hello, Dolly? Well, they'd be silly not to send it out on tour with somebody. Bernadette Peters is taking over the role in January. I thought that they should have gone more Hollywood, Bette Midler, big, big show business name. And the one that I thought, Goldie Hawn.
Really?
Yeah, that she started in musical theater. She so could do it, and I think that people would go berserk for the opportunity to see Goldie Hawn live on Broadway. And talk about someone in the Carol Channing mold. I think she'd be fantastic.
From your lips to God's ears?
Right.
It may happen. I got over to the Kavanoki to see The Crucible. This is one of those plays that everybody reads in high school. But when high school kids do it, they either get too distracted by the hysteria of the girls or they get too much into the police procedural courtroom drama. But here, with major Buffalo stars Alex Malaise and Adriano Gatto, it's all about a husband and wife. It's a love story, and man, is it powerful and different.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of very powerful productions of The Crucible. I think that the one that affected me most was at the Long Wharf with Jack Gilpin and I think Marianne Plunkett years ago, where just the palms of my hands began to sweat with just anxiety about what I knew was about to happen. I knew the play. When I was in high school, it was taught as a direct allegory to Joe McCarthy, which I think diminishes it, but it doesn't need it. You take it down to the most human level that people are imperfect and jealous and will justify their own hurtfulness. That's what this play is about.
And we both got over to see Violet at Musical Fair.
I suspect we both had the same opinion because it seemed to land rather decisively. It's terrific. And I had seen it on Broadway with Sutton Foster and liked it. But you know, there are some musicals that benefit from a more intimate setting. This was that kind of experience. It just popped so powerfully. And Michelle Marie Roberts, beautiful voice and spectacular performance. You're nodding. I think you agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a real surprise was young Violet, Maria Ferrugia, Phil Ferrugia's daughter. This is her debut. She is a seventh grader, her first role on stage, and it's a major role. Usually I can't stand kids on stage. But Maria Ferrugia is definitely worth seeing. So, folks, my vote is to get out to Musical Fair.
She's very dear in the role. I think that everyone in the supporting roles as well, very, very good. Strong ensemble for this gem of a musical, beautifully produced. And, you know, if you explain the plot to people, it's one of those plots that sounds off-putting, but it's not really the tone of the story. So I'm not even going to tell people the plot. You'll find out when you get there. It's a surprising plot, but it's a very compelling story.
Looking forward to another 25 years of Theater Talk.
I'm ready.
Okay. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.